as has been the case for many months now, there's what the market would like to see, and then there's what messages are coming out of the Federal Reserve. Lately, the market has been doing its best to once again pressure the Fed into needing to reconsider its higher for longer policy mantra in favor of more investor-friendly accommodative gestures. A run of recent soft economic data in the U.S., highlighted by last Friday's discouraging U.S. jobs report, has been the evidence the market has been using to build its case. And for a minute, risk assets have been able to recover and the U.S. dollar sold off on all of this. The key here, though, is the for a minute part, as we just aren't seeing any signs of confirmation of this shift in the messaging from the Federal Reserve. Fed Kashkari is the most recent central banker on the wires to talk about a strong U.S. economy, inflation still being a problem, and leaving the door open for the possibility of additional rate hikes. And so, as much as investors have been pushing to try and get the Fed to change its tune, this simply hasn't been the case. Ultimately, it's going to come down to what the Fed does, and with the Fed still talking higher for longer and inflation risk, U.S. equities are looking vulnerable into rallies while the U.S. dollar remains well in demand into dips. Earlier today, the RBA hiked rates as widely expected, but delivered a more dovish-leaning message, which is factored into a lot of the relative weakness we've been seeing in the Australian dollar on this Tuesday thus far. Looking ahead, key standouts on the calendar for the remainder of the day come from German industrial production, German and Eurozone construction PMIs, Eurozone producer prices, Canada trade, US trade, the New Zealand GDT auction, and a batch of Fed speak. That's all for now.